Genesis chapter 42. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" And he said, "Look, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Go down there and buy for us from there, that we may live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob did not send with his brothers, because he said, "Just in case mischief should befall him." And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those who came, because the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brothers, and he knew them, but made himself strange to them and spoke roughly to them. And he said to them, "Where have you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph knew his brothers, but they did not know him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed about them, and said to them, "You are spies, you have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all one man's sons. We are true men, your servants are no spies." And he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said, "Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan, and indeed, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is no more." And Joseph said to them, "That is what I spoke to you, saying, 'You are spies.' This is how you shall be proven. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go forth from here, except your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proven, whether there is any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." And he put them all together into prison 3 days. And Joseph said to them the third day, "Do this, and live, because I fear God. If you are true men, let one of your brothers be bound in the house of your prison. Go, carry corn for the famine of your houses. But bring your youngest brother to me, so shall your words be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. And they said one to another, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother Joseph, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he begged us, and we would not listen. Therefore this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not speak to you, saying, 'Do not sin against the child,' and you would not listen? Therefore, look, also, his blood is required." And they did not know that Joseph understood them, because he spoke to them through an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them, and wept, and returned to them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the way, and so he did to them. And they loaded up their donkeys with the corn, and departed from there. And as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed in the inn, he saw his money, because, indeed, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said to his brothers, "My money is restored, and look, it is even in my sack." And their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, "What is this that God has done to us?" And they came to Jacob their father to the land of Canaan, and told him all that had befallen them, saying, "The man who is the lord of the land spoke roughly to us, and took us for spies of the country. And we said to him, 'We are true men, we are no spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father, one is no more, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan.' And the man, the lord of the country, said to us, 'This is how I shall know that you are true men. Leave one of your brothers here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother to me. Then I shall know that you are not spies, but that you are true men. So will I deliver to you your brother, and you shall trade in the land.' And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that indeed every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said to them, 'Me you have bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and you would take Benjamin away. All these things are against me.' And Reuben, Jacob's oldest son, spoke to his father, saying, 'Kill my two sons. If I do not bring him to you, deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to you again.' And he said, 'My son shall not go down with you, because his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befalls him by the way in which you go, then you shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave.'